So anybody got any questions? You know, since we're going to take advantage of this, we've only got half the, well, probably one third or one fourth of the amount of brothers and sisters here today because of, you know, the issues with the internet. All right. So, and this came up earlier too, by the way, today in regards to, hey, what if I'm getting turbo from here? Because I want to read a quote from the vet of sin. So let me, and they said this back in 1854. It's in the Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. The quote I got it from, and it's on point 491. I think it's the St. Joseph's edition of the Catechism, or Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. It says this, through the centuries, and this is about original sin, because some people, you know, are wondering, what is it? What is original sin? It's nowhere from Genesis to Revelation. It's not to be found anywhere. But this is what they say. Pope Pius IX said this, and he's infallible as God, right? That's why it says infallibilius, Deus, or Deus. He's as infallible as God. That's Latin. And so it says, through the centuries, the church has become ever more aware that Mary, full of grace, through God, and they quote Luke 1, was redeemed from the moment of her conception, which is a bold-faced lie. Okay, going on. In other words, she's the queen of heaven, Jeremiah 7:18, you know, to anger God, because that's what it says in Jeremiah 7:18. It says, that is what the dogma of the Immaculate Conception confesses, which means Mary was conceived without sin. Her parents, you know, she was consummated. The way they consummated their marriage, and she was born, and there was no sin, and their parents were gods, or I guess, you know, whatever, according to the Vatican. And so that is what the dogma of Immaculate Conception confesses, as Pope Pius IX proclaimed in 1854. The Most Blessed Virgin Mary was, from the first moment of her conception, so she's just an embryo, you know, a couple of cells, by a singular grace and privilege of Almighty God, and by the virtue of the merits of Jesus Christ, Savior of the human race, preserved immune from all stain of original sin. Again, and you can go from here to Timbuktu or one, and you're never going to find a single Bible verse promoted from Scripture, from the Vatican, saying this is true. Okay? So what they're saying here is that Mary was born with what they call original sin, yet all of mankind was, according to them. Besides the fact that they lie about Mary and her actual state of salvation with the claim, you know, they say she's immaculate and without sin, when she also conceived Jesus, Bible readers know Mary said she called God her Savior in Luke chapter 1, verse 47. But to declare Jesus Christ came to the world in the flesh, other than the flesh, in the Catholic Church teaches, we have, is to preach that Jesus did not come in the same flesh all the people on earth have. They say he came in a flesh not stained with the sin that we supposedly bear. And no, I'm not saying that Jesus ever sinned, because he didn't. But he did have the option to sin, as he was human in nature, just like all of us. Like I was talking about this earlier, just like racism, you're not born a racist. You're taught to be a racist by your parents or whoever's raising you. Well, you're not taught to be a liar either. You're not born as a liar, but your own parents teach you how to lie by telling you Santa Claus is coming down the chimney, because eventually you come to your own and you start to realize, Mom and Dad were yanking my chain all these years telling me that some fat guy was going to come down the chimney. And in today's world, the chimneys are like a PVC pipe. So that fat guy really knows how to scrunch it down. And he came down, and so he found out it was a lie. But the worst part of that is his own parents taught him that it worked. He believed them. He believed a lie, and now he's got a tool he can use. But what is original sin? Well, let the popes or the Catholic Church answer it. I'll put it in the room. This is on the Convert's Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. They don't even give this to their children. This is an adult that wants to become a Catholic. And so it's the Convert's Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. It's on page 41. It says this. Question, what is original sin? Answer, original sin is a sin we inherit from Adam, the father of the human race. Well, according to Roman dogma, original sin is a sin we all have from Adam, right? Well, the basic problem with that is the Bible proves it to be a bold-faced lie because it says in Ezekiel 18:20, that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. You're not saved by your parents, and you're not damned by your parents either. The Word of God plainly states there is no such thing as original sin. Adam committed his own sin on his own. We're not stained by what he did. To say otherwise is to be anti-Christian, because the Bible clearly says we are not held accountable for our father's sins, you know, like they are, and our grandfathers and all that. But this literally declares them that they are antichrist. I think it's in 1 John 4:3. Let me put it in the room here because I actually have this one handy. 1 John 4:3. Thanks, Brother Joe. It says, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Where have ye heard that it should be, that it should come, and even now already is in the world? John said that 2,000 years ago. The Word of God is plain. If a church says that Jesus didn't come in the same flesh we have, then that church is the long prophesied Antichrist. And the only one that says this is the Vatican, or the vat of sin. They're the only ones that do it. And the many Catholics will fight me on this tooth and nail. They'll say, we say Jesus Christ came in the flesh. I mean, come on. He was born of the flesh. He was born of Mary. Yeah, but ask your priest to define original sin. That's a different flesh. That's a flesh we don't have. There's that flesh that nobody has. There is no such thing as original sin. No one is born a sinner, just like no one's born a racist. You have to learn to become sinners and learn to become racist. It's today's world. It's going to get worse, too. A lot worse. So I hope I answered the question. If not, please let me know. And I will try better. But that's just part of the craftiness of Rome when you see how they turn things around. All right, good. Because craft, like it says in, where is this, Daniel? Okay, yeah, let me put this in a room. Because this outs the Vatican in a big way in regards to how they use craft. It says, in the latter time of their kingdom, that's talking about us, if you go into Daniel 8, you'll know where he's leading. And it says, when the transgressors are come to a full, you know, like today, everywhere you turn around, people are just in open sin. It says, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences. Have you ever seen my Satanism page on the website where I expose how the Vatican is a satanic temple? So they understand dark sentences. And that it says, that Daniel says, he shall stand up, and through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, the capital P, you know, Jesus, but he shall be broken without hand. In other words, this isn't our fight, brothers and sisters. The only dog we have in this fight is the fact that we are the dogs. You know, that's it. He's attacking us, you know, or puppies, or a bunch of little puppies. But yeah, Christ, this is his fight. This is the great controversy between Christ and Satan. Christ has his church and Satan has his church. That's just how it's been all along. And so, when you look at all the other churches, they all agree that the Pope has, you know, authority, global authority, and that's where that, you know, all the world wanders after the beast thing. And I mean, they even stated that back in 1999, saying that the Pope was recognized as the overall authority in the Christian world by an Anglican and Roman Catholic commission. They said that in 1999. I got the actual quote on my Antichrist, you know, characteristics of the Antichrist page. So, but let's see here. Was there any other questions, by the way? Yeah, amen, Brother Seth. A lot of them teach that and believe that to this day. You know, I remember when I left the Catholic Church, my mother says, you were born a Catholic, you'll die a Catholic. I says, I died a Catholic back when I accepted Christ. My Catholic body hit the ground dead. I even had a dream about it. And I'm no longer a Catholic. So, but yeah. Yeah, this fight belongs to Christ. All we can do is share the truth. But yeah, this is, and another thing I like about this new software that I might use. Y'all can hear the furnace in the background. It just kicked in again. If you profile that noise using Audacity, it'll take it out of the whole video or audio, and you'll, you know, because now I don't have to worry about turn off the furnace anymore when I'm making audios. But I don't know. I got a feeling that my video making days are done. I just, with everything that's going on, I just don't think I got time for that. So, anyway. Yeah, we all just, hey, Brother Gilbert. Well, it's recorded, and so it'll be on the site later. We just did like a little fellowship thing, and because we can't do communion because it's not fair for the people that don't know how to use Telegram or stuff like that. And so hopefully we can do communion next week. But as it stands, the tech support, I don't know. I'm already contemplating moving the servers. I don't know. I got to... No, there's no notes. Like I said, this is all off the cuff. You know, I was just reading from, Education 305, paragraph 2 and 3. There's your notes. So sorry about that. But yeah, cause I didn't prepare anything because I have already prepared something, but not for, you know, a legitimate sermon. This was just like a fellowship thing because, the internet is down. It's, you know, we can't do turbo. We can't do WTPR. We're actually able to do, Twitch, but that's only because of the way I designed it. It'll run on any network I use. And I don't like using the network I'm using now because it doesn't have a static IP and it's kind of fast, but it's weak at the same time. It's easily compromised. You know, you start, like say, if you start watching a video, it plummets the bandwidth too quick. So yeah, it was a time of encouragement. Amen. We're still going to be able to do the 7 o'clock tonight. I don't think, well, I'll have to find out from the roads and stuff like that, but, the back roads headed to, Brother Alvin's house are probably unplowed as of yet. And so, and that's one long back road. I think it's like 15 miles, or 10 miles. Yeah, about 15 miles of, total back road. And, that's not fun to drive on. What if it's covered in snow and ice, you know? So we'll probably just all stay in our homes and stuff like that. I don't know. We'll find out. You know, we might still go. It's not warming up out there, so the snow ain't melting. Let me see what it is. Yeah, it's 25 degrees out there right now. So, that would take an awful lot, Sister Hannah, because I should do a page on it about stress. Let's see, I have it in my topic notes. I could just, I can't even get in there because it's a different network. Hold on, let me go topic notes. Oh no, it's on my other. Yeah, because I always update my main system too, so it should be up here too. Stress. This will take away the, you know, the letter S has a lot of words in it. A lot of words start with the letter S, it seems. Man, still ain't. Oh, there she blows. Okay, there it is. Oh, yeah. And by the way, one way to avoid stress, too, is stop eating sweets. When I was a kid, I used to drink Log Cabin syrup, you know, pancake syrup. And so I've always been irritable. And I found out, you know, recently that, you know, I mean, I don't do the sweets like I used to, but I still like them, you know. And it has a tendency to light up teeth, too. So I don't like having to get teeth pulled out anymore because root canals don't work with me. Because my roots go back and up. As a matter of fact, the last tooth I pulled, or they pulled, first tooth I pulled, but the last tooth they pulled was, they had to leave part of the root in there because it was, it goes back and then it curves up. It's like I was created on a windy day, if you ever saw my x-ray. It's really cool looking. Oh, there is. Okay. Sister, okay. Yeah, now I got another one in the. There's a question in the room. Could you PM it to me, Fran? Because I can't find it. But yeah, I was like with the stress thing. To see if I have anything, I got a bunch of, probably over 20 Bible verses alone. Just telling somebody not to do the stress thing doesn't work. The Lord has to show you how his hand moves in your life. That gets rid of the stress. You know, and like that thing I read from Education 305, paragraph 2 and 3. The sugar, it'll kill you. Yeah, cancer, too. It feeds. Cancer loves sugar. It feeds sugar. It helps it grow, like bacteria. Didn't Sister White say it was a germ anyway? Right? Cancer's a germ, but, you know, the AMA ain't going to say that because, you know, they'll lose billions annually. So let me see if I can find something here that hit me like a ton of golden bricks. And fretfulness. And grace. Oh, that's another thing, too. Grace. We go through what we're going through. It's all part of the harmony. But I don't know what the question was from Sister Connie, if you guys can PM it to me, because... Oh, so you guys already answered it for her? All right, never mind. I think that helped me with the stress, because even though I was reading the Bible verses and Sister White about saying, don't do this, don't do that, anybody can tell you, don't do this, don't do that. That doesn't help you, at least in my case. It doesn't help me. I want rock hard evidence into... Because my main issue was I was concerned for my kids and friends, relatives, siblings, church members, you know, even strangers that I come across. You know, I came across something that the Lord showed me. I can't remember what it was. This says, that he's got it all in control. Like what we can't do in a lifetime, he could do in a moment. There's a quote from Sister White that literally says it like that and similar to that. And so I stopped worrying about the kids and stuff like that because if they, you know, I did the best I can. Titus 3:10 kind of a thing, right? And or my friends or my siblings or, you know, strangers. I did the best I can. And so I have to leave that in the Lord's hands. And that helped calm me down. In a big way, but then sometime later I came across, I still continue the study because just in case there's more that I can use to help others. And that's why I read what I read today. That helped me remove all my stress from Education, page 305. That took it all. All of it's gone. Because now whatever happens, like today, when all this stuff was happening today and we couldn't get in last night, it started, couldn't get in. And I was perfectly okay with it. I says, Father God, there's got to be a reason you're not letting us have church. Could it be someone's going to come into the church service and cause problems for us? Could it be someone that's coming in to figure out a way to attack us and kill us later or something? You know, could it be any kind of a danger if we're online today? I don't know. I'll find out when I get home. That's what Education 305 was about. All the perplexities, all the problems in life and the failed things that you wanted to do, the things you wanted to do that failed. It's because the Lord didn't want you to. It was like going back to the time that when I found Christ and I left the telemarketing business that I was raising money for the cops, you know, because it was a connected business and they were raising money so that the cops could have like a children's safety show, which was a good thing, you know. But then when you find out the guys that are running it were all connected, the Lord got me out of it. Literally became homeless. I ended up in the 1,011-day house. And then he blessed me with a way to start my own telemarketing business. But again, he didn't want me to do that. He revealed, I mean, I have the business ethics. I learned how to do business at the age of 18 when my dad's partner had a heart attack. My dad just put me behind the desk and just showed me what to do. All the things that I've seen in my past, you know, like that business failing, that business had to fail so that we would become homeless. And the reason we had to become homeless is because one of my brothers, Mike, was living above my parents in a 2-bedroom kitchenette. And I've always told you guys about that kitchenette, the biggest room we gave to the kids, and it could only hold, and they were touching 2 bunk beds, like in an L-shaped. They were touching. That room was so tiny. And the room me and Fran took, or Fran and I took, was big enough for a queen mattress without the frame, because the frame would make it wider. So we dropped a queen mattress, and it was wall-to-wall bed. And so Mike was moving out, though. He didn't want to leave my mom and dad in a lurch. He says, you know, can you come over here and take over the rent here and, you know, move in here? And I did, but at first, for the first year, I couldn't pay the rent even. But we had to live there. Why? Because I met Pastor Russ. And Pastor Russ had an open policy in his church. Anybody that wanted to preach on Sunday nights can get behind the pulpit. And after about six months of him literally telling me to get on the pulpit through some of the things Pastor Russ was saying, but I was, you know, scared to get up there because I had stage fright and I was afraid to say something wrong. I waited 6 months, and all of a sudden when I got up there, I was shaking like a leaf. But then I realized this is where I'm supposed to be. And that's where my life changed. And so that was something that had the harmony, you know, where I had all that difficult stuff and the scary stuff just to get to that point. And then I started preaching from that day forward. And I was still a Sunday keeper. 10 years later, we started keeping the true Sabbath. Well, about 9 years later, I think we were already out of the Catholic Church a year or so when we met Pastor Russ. So, but I forget where I was going with that. So sorry about that. My brain is on overload right now for everything I was trying to do last night and today. So, are we still online here? Hopefully. Nope, I don't think so. My test didn't come into the text chat. Can anybody hear me? Let me refresh the room. Nope, can't be reached. The text chat went down again. So I'll give it a minute. Maybe it'll come back up. I know you can hear me on Twitch. So let me try to get back in. Nope, can't be reached. All right, I guess that's my key. Wait, on Telegram, y'all could hear me, I'm sure. Let me get back in Telegram. I just shut this stuff down. since we're not going, no, I need that end. I need the back end of the server open. So I'm going to leave that up. Let me get back in Telegram, wherever it be. That was in 2008. Okay. So you can hear me? Wow. I was backlogged big time. Loud and clear. Okay. Thanks, Sister Sue and Barbara and Sister Cindy and, or Sister Barbara. I got to say sister on everybody here. Sister Danny, Sister Mindy, Brother Amato. I'm not going to call you Sister Bro. So, and Sister Connie. So, and Brother Gilbert. So, but, and Sister Wife.
Did you answer Kelly's question?
I think they did.
No, I didn't.
Well, nobody sent me the question. I can't find it, Fran.
Right there.
Where is it?
Right there on the bottom from Danny.
What are dignities? Dignities? You mean dignitaries? Let me go to Jude. Hold on. Was that Jude verse 8? Sorry, it's not even, you know, I think that's the shortest book in the Bible, right? Likewise, also these dignitaries. Okay. Let's see here. Dignities. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. So, in other words, these people claim authority via their own flesh, indulge, you know, their worldly aspirations in regards to, you know, filthy dreamers. But they defy authority and even slander the obedient leaders, the dignities. Today it would be dignitaries or something like that, I guess. Well, let me look up dignities here. But I think it's in Romans 13, 1 to 7. Oh, yeah, Romans 13, 1 to 7. You know, the cops and the judges and stuff like that. So Strong says opinion, judgment, view. Is this on dignity, Sister Mindy? I think that's what she put it in. Okay, you know that Sister Danny put it in? Okay. Grace, majesty, splendor, moan. Okay, let me go a little deeper. I'm going to get different tools here. Let me get my compare thing hit. And scoff at, okay, you know, the dignity can also be supernatural beings as well. Let me see, the Strong's on this is 1391. And it comes back as literally or figuratively is like dignity, you know, glorious things, honorable things, things worthy of praise or even worship. And so they, like an atheist, they like to make fun of Jesus, slander Jesus. And as well as the dignities or dignitaries of mankind, you know, like the police, the, you know, Romans 13, 1 to 7. I think in Romans 13, 1 to 7 even uses the term. Let me go there. I don't know if it does. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. See, let me go see if there's any dignity. Well, let me just look up dignities. Dignities. It only comes up twice. In Jude and in 2 Peter 2:10. So yeah, 2 Peter 2:10 is an easier way to define it. If you want to go there, 2 Peter 2:10. It says, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh. It's kind of like what Jude is saying. You know, filthy dreamers. In the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. And the dignities are both angelic and government leaders. Many people to this day speak evil of the government without verification. There's a difference between what I do and what someone else will do at a water cooler in an office. Everybody wants to talk politics, right? And they'll slam Obama or they'll slam because they don't like him. I don't expose Obama. I don't expose the Pope. I don't expose even Trump because I don't like these people. I expose them when they do things that are confirmed evil. I'm not speaking evil of these dignities. They're doing it on their own. And I'm just exposing them as being evil using scripture and prophecies mostly, obviously, because They're doing what the Bible says they're going to, wicked leaders are going to do in our day. And yeah, the government does very evil acts, and we should warn the people at times, but only with truthful facts and not political fiction or assumptions, you know, when we are railing accusations, you know, like Jesus wouldn't do in Jude when they were, when Satan was getting in his face about the body of Moses. And so when we speak, we have to be careful. We can't let, it's like what I do, like sometimes there's political articles and 9 times out of 10, I won't put the name of the politician in the article headline, even though the headline has it. It's because I don't want to show favoritism on either side or negativism on either side. So if Biden does something bad, unless it has to do with showing like Roman Catholicism does abort babies and then Biden promotes an abortionist, and I put his name there, Roman Catholic, Biden promotes an abortionist, and in parentheses I also put, so does the Pope, because the Pope did it on camera, you know, promoted and gave a medal to an abortion activist. I mean, how do the Catholics not see this? And their own hospitals are killing babies, right? And so that I expose, that kind of stuff. I'm not saying, oh, the Pope's a jerk. No, I'm not going to, you know, I don't know if he's a jerk. He could be a jerk. I don't know. He could be a real nice guy for all I know, but he's just demon possessed. So, but we need to warn everybody, but we must do so with love, as just as Jesus and John the Baptist did when they exposed the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. There's nothing wrong with exposing them when you use truth, but when you're just possibly making stuff up, like you're not 100% accurately sure. See, that's why I got that black filing cabinet in the basement. My site has got almost, well, it's over 17,000 pages, but it could be over 20. But the stuff I have already researched over the years, that I know they did this and I know they did that, just by simple Holy Spirit discernment, because you know the fruits of these people. But if I can't get an actual quote or a video of them doing it, it goes in the cabinet, the black file. Well, I don't use the cabinet anymore, but you know what I mean. I put it off to the side until I can verify it later. Because some people will send me stuff and they don't realize that, you know, some of these articles are banging articles. I mean, so, oh man, I got to get this on the site, but it's a satire site. And the Pope really didn't do that, even though he probably did do that, but they don't prove it. They're just, it's a satire site. And that'll get you in a heap of trouble, especially if you're seen as someone that does proper research. I don't do sloppy research. I have to be very, very careful. And I've always been careful. And sure, there's things that come up later on that some authors may have said or done that I didn't know that they said or done in the past when I quoted them. That doesn't mean I have to change it. It's because I didn't know it back then. Time and place applies there too. But people will want to, you know, because that's what they do. Some people have done that over the years and accused me of things I didn't do just because, you know, for, but there are times that I make mistakes and I've recanted. Everybody's heard me do that many times in this church because I'm not afraid to say I'm wrong, because sometimes I can be dumb as a bag of rocks, you know, just like any of us. So, but let me just see if this will light up. Look at that. RemnantofGod.net portal is open, but nothing else. It's just, it's very sporadic. And this is why I think the antennas might do the trick. But if not, I'm dumping the service. I'm going to get rid of it because of what happened. Or I had to move SDRChurch.online. I had to put it on a different server because I couldn't lock down the security on it. It wouldn't let me. The other two would. RemnantofGod.net would. And John 14:29 would. But the church wouldn't. It looks like it's a Christian hate thing again. But again, I have to do what I can do. All right, a lot of things I hear about the elites in this car because it sounds, yeah. Yeah, if you can't have verification, then yeah. Because a lot of people will come up with some crazy stuff, the conspiracy theories and stuff like that. And then it really is actual misinformation. But today's world, they use that term misinformation to take truth and make it look like it's a lie. Because the lie has become the truth to most people. We are in the age of lying, and we've been in that age for about, I'm thinking, 20, 30 years. That's as long as I've been yelling about it. So, Yeah, amen, Alex. A lot of people do that too. Like even on my videos, they'll read the headline of the video and then make all these crazy comments. And I says, you didn't watch the video, did you? You know, because the headline, I can prove what I'm saying. I'm not going to make a video unless I can prove it. And so they make these statements and they never come back. They never, you know, comment back. Let's see if the other one's working.
Their riches are unto them for the same reason poverty is unto others. It's part of their test.
I wonder who that was talking. But that's on our, that's old WTPR. That still works because it's running on the old server that's unreliable. that's the one that's unreliable, but yet it's working like a, spinning like a top right now, real nice. But again, it's only 10 up and down. We can't really hold church. I mean, we can huddle, muddle through with band-aids and crutches, but, you know, that's about it. Yep, amen to that. They were all headline readers. It's just like when the in that big old riot in Ephesus. It literally says in the word that they, most of them didn't even know why they were rioting. It's just like what you saw with the Black Lives Matter movement. And they even asked them, it's just like it happened in the Bible. The guy asks them on camera, what are you rioting for? And they couldn't answer. They didn't really know. We're just here because, you know, our buddy's here, you know. And the fact that the Democrats put a bunch of pallets out here loaded with bricks so we can throw them at the buildings. Our own neighborhood. So think about that. They destroy their own neighborhood. It's crazy. But that's today's world. Let's see if the text chat's back up. Nope. That puppy is gone. RemnantGod.net. Let's see if that's up. Nope, that one's gone too. Okie dokie. Let me just see if I can do this other thing, because I did push the text chat over to a different server. So I'm going to go /text. Let's see what it says. Page isn't working. .php. Okay, all right. So I got to MacGyver it, so it's not working now. I hope, Brother Gilbert, I hope we have communion next week. But like I said earlier, tech support thinks, and this is what worries me about this company, if they're only going to send me the antennas instead of the entire router, they might be having financial issues, which means they might be going belly up soon anyway. And so they're only sending me the antennas because they said a lot of people are having the same problems, the antennas, intermittent internet it's called, right? But this just all of a sudden started happening. And so they're sending me new antennas. It'll be here Tuesday or Wednesday. And if that doesn't work, they said they're going to send me a new router, and they said it'll next day air. But by the time I figure it out, the next day air will be the next day because it'll be after 5 p.m., right? And then I won't have time to program it or propagate it, which means we won't have church next week either. Normally we'll just do it like this because we're not going to be able to, even if we are able to tell everybody that we're going to do it on Telegram, I don't know how many dozens of families don't use Telegram. And so, you know, I just don't, you know, our next service is going to be rather communion. You know, even though I'm supposed to preach next week, we're going to do communion if we have internet, if those antennas work. You know, so because I haven't locked down the change of the text chat yet, which I'm waiting on tech support for that too. So, but it's a weekend, so I don't expect an answer until. That's why I don't have any issues emailing them. Okay, I'm just checking here really quick. Oh. Okay. Well, I just got notification that the antennas have been ordered. How good that does me. Okay. It's my little alarm. All right, well, I guess I'm going to go get something to eat. So we're going to meet here tonight, 7 o'clock. I really don't like doing that either, because a lot of the people that meet us on 7 o'clock Saturday nights do so on WTBR. So, Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to close in prayer. If you can please kneel. Yeah, amen, Sister Suma. She just put there. There's nothing wrong with exposing the wicked leaders, but slandering them just because you're because of politics, like you're Republican, you hate Democrats, you're Democrats, you hate Pope. No, no. That's speaking evil of dignities and dignitaries and whatever. So if you're kneeling, please bow your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for blessing us with an opportunity to share and to be in your presence. Thank you for blessing us tonight when we gather at 7 o'clock. And Father, let it be that this repair of the internet will be expedited to where Tuesday, because I know they're going to ship out Monday morning. Hopefully they'll be here Tuesday, even though there are many states away. And so that we can do church by Friday. And thank you, Father, for this trial, because it shows us how dedicated we are on top of how fragile this whole situation is. And please bless us with a way to make it even more stable if need be. And thank you for blessing everyone here in attendance, and even blessing that young man that came in earlier that was, you know, being kind of naughty. Please forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing. And bless him with an opportunity to find Christ before it's too late. And please bless everyone on the prayer list, especially those that are lost. And thank you again, Father, for helping us to gather here in a crippled kind of way, but we were still able to gather on Sabbath. And thank you for teaching us not only to love you, but to love each other, because it really is a joy to be with like-minded brethren, our brothers and sisters. And we offer this prayer to you, Father, and this praise in the name of your precious Son, who is forever our Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.